Start again. Right. Mino hane mili. Okay, now we have to know the Makar. Mino hane mili. How do we know these words? The Tanabonan. Ba'asaisa. Okay, here comes the Makar for the entire sugi. It says here ba'asaisa three times. Not once, not twice, three times. It's a chut ha-mishulash. Look at the pasuk on the side of the page of your Gemara. The Gemara on the side of here says, after finding him, nefesh achas techete b'shkaga, for one neshama steals techete b'shkaga, me'am ha'aretz ba'asoysa, okay, ba'asoysa, when he does, achas mi mitzah shem Hashem lo siyasen of Yashem. Okay, he said the word ba'asoysa one time. The Gemara makes a drasha, ba'asoysa, ba'asoysa. There's a mapik hay. There's a dot in the hay. He does it. Ba'asoysa. He does it. He does the malacha. Ha'isa es kula. V'loi ha'isa es miktsasa. The dot in the hay has come to be possessive. That this one person does the entire malacha. It could have ba'asoysa. Why did the pasuk say ba'asoysa? It could have said ba'asoysa. The fact that it says ba'asoysa is coming to imply that you have to take possession of the, you have to take possession. You have to take responsibility for your actions.
Then I agree to that person. That's what it means.
What?
All the Tanoim agree.
No, not everyone. No. One thing at a time. Who gave you that? Who told you that? One thing at a time. Ketzad. Wait a second. One thing at a time. Let's read the Gemara. Ketzad. Here we go. Shanayim. Two people. Shahoyu oichazin bimal gaze. What is a mal gaze? Mal gaze is a pitchfork, right? What is a mal gaze? A mal gaze is a bas gimel shinayim umhabchem batua begarin. It's like a pitchfork. It's like a
3-toothed pitchfork.
Yeah, it's a shovel that's true. You use it for zora. You throw it into the wind. Fine, whatever. Now, or the loigzin. What's loigzin? It's another type. I don't know. These different types of shovels which have a different numbers of teeth on the shovels. Or bechirkar. A chirkar is a chirkar, the shoiftin. These are, we learned this is the tools that you use on the maisa oireg. If you are a weaver and the threads malfunction, when you're putting it through the loom, and they stick to each other, you have to give it a zetz in order to separate one thread from the other. You have a special tool that was called a charker. Remember that, the kirkar? We spent time on that it's the only malacha where there's a malfunction. And then there was the shoiftin, is a stick. I don't remember what you use all these things for. I don't remember. These are these different tools of the trade. But the bekulmis, if that's your scribe, or bekulmis, the chosvin. Chosvin, what is the chosvin? The kulmis means the paper, okay? The kulmis v'chosvin. The kulmis, the pen. V'chosvin means the paper. Or bekane. Bekane
reed
v'yitzir l'rishos ram. Or a kane v'yitzir l'sharabim. So now, what is the common denominator in all of these examples? These are things that can easily be handled by one person. It is the derech for one person to pick up and handle all of these things. It's not the derech for two people to do it together. Okay, mimela, now two people do it together. It's called the case of shnayim sh'asur. So yochel avdi yuchayavin avdi michayv tamloimar ba'asoysa. That's the point. That tishu ha'isas kulav loy isa b'miksasa. Okay, so here we have over here drasha. We're saying one pasuk ba'asoysa to teach you ze yochel the ze yochel, and they do it together potter. Now obviously that's not the shita of Rabbi Meir. That's not the shita of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds ze yochol v'ze yochol yochayiv. If two people together do a malacha, each one is chayiv mis according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds yochayiv. All every single time you can be chayiv. Every single time you can be chayiv. Now over here, Rabbi Shimon says you always potter. Rabbi Shimon says you always potter. Rabbi Meir says you always chayiv. Do association memory skills. Rabbi Leiman, Shaliman, he's the mayor. Ene chachamim b'halacha. He's when Hashem said, "I able to be." He or does Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Shaliman. Rabbi Shimon, he's never here. He's always absent. He's always potter. And Shlomo, he's always, you know, nishtahi. So Meila, Rabbi Meir says chayiv. You're always going to be chayiv. We just quoted a braisa that's mashma, you're going to be potter. But Asoy Sod teaches you, you're potter. You got to do the whole thing yourself. You have to be selfish. If you share the Avera, then you're potter. You have to do it yourself. The eagle shall devela. Now we go to a new case. What's the new case of the eagle shall devela? What's the case of eagle shall devela? This is the Haitzil Shusarabim. Or now the eagle shall devela is very heavy. Okay, eagle v'kara Rashi over here says this. You could learn your whole life, you'll never even know. So everyone you learn, always learning stuff. This if eagle shall devela, you think it's a little klein zach, like you go buy an o'nuts from Shalach Manus. You go buy these little klein zachin, or you go buy the nuttery now. Now the nuttery is more fancy now, right? No, an eagle shall devela. You learn over here himself a shavus of sadigim. You'll never forget this your whole life. An eagle shall devela is a grois zach that one person cannot carry by himself. You need two people to carry the eagle shall devela. I never knew that. I always thought, like you say, Elimitzius, he reminded me, Elimitzius, it's a klein zach. O'nuts, you go into O'nuts, he asks, can I have an eagle shall devela? They give you a little zach, they charge you $30. No, it's a big zach. Or a beam. Eagle shall devela, v'yotziu l'sharabim, or b'koira, a grois beam. Okay, a big beam. So what is halacha? Rav Yehuda maybe says, "Im lo yachal lecha lo yitziyai." So now it's ze eino yachal v'ze eino yachal. So Rabbi Yehuda is going to say, "You're going to be potter." So therefore, ze eino yachal lo yachal lecha lo yitziyu shnayim. I'm sorry, he holds. We go back. We said before, right? Rabbi Yehuda holds. Yehuda says, "Ze eino yachal v'ze eino yachal." They both cannot do it. Rabbi Yehuda says chayiv. You're going to be chayiv? Chayavim.
I say chayiv in that case.
Chayiv, right. You say chayiv in that case. That case, because ze en yachol v'im lav. But let's say, im lo yachol echol yotziyoy shnayim, chayav v'im lav, which means each one is able to do it by themselves. Going back, each one v'im lav, each one can do it by themselves. Then they're going to be peturin because that goes back to which is about asoisa. So in other words, there is no drasha.
So but if they sing a chayiv, both of them are chayiv.
Right.
Where's the asoisa?
There is no asoisa. The asoisa, we're only applying the drasha about asoisa to the case of ze yochol v'ze yochol. A kikar, small items. We have a drasha. Ba'asoisa, the word ba'asoisa comes to teach us a chiddush potter. You have to do the entire malacha. If you share the malacha, you're potter. However, there are different situations. There's a situation where you can theoretically do the malacha yourself, and there's a situation where you theoretically cannot do the malacha yourself. So it's logical. It's a svara that we're going to take the patur of doing it b'shutfis and apply it to a case where it's natural to do it yourself. Every single daf and shas comes back to malachas machshavas. When you do a malacha, there's a machshava. The machshava is how do you ordinarily do the malacha? The way you ordinarily, when you in your mind, the machshava in your mind, when you picture doing a malacha is you do it yourself. When you put on your pants, what do you picture in your mind? You do it yourself. There are things you do yourself. When you build a sukkah, you wouldn't even fathom to build a sukkah unless you call a whole construction crew or your grandchildren to come help you put up the sukkah. Right? There are certain things in your mind, you imagine, you see yourself doing it yourself. And there are certain things that in your mind, you only see yourself doing it together with other people. This is meleches machshavas. What is the normal machshava in doing the malacha? Every single daf always comes back to the site of meleches machshavas. Mimela, we have one pasuk, ba'asoisa. Asoisa is telling you that you gotta do the malacha yourself. And if you don't do the malacha yourself, you're potter. So it's logical. When you combine the drasha with the principle of meleches machshavas, we're gonna apply the pasuk to a malacha that you ordinarily do by yourself, because that's normal. A malacha that you do not ordinarily do by yourself, and if you don't do it by yourself, since you ordinarily do it by yourself, now you're mishaneh, you do it with a partner, you're going to be potter, because that's not meleches machshavas. That's not the way you envision doing the malacha. But let's say the way you do the melacha is b'shutvis, then you're going to be chayiv. Both parties are going to be chayiv. It's pshut and pashut. Now, along comes Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says a pile ploy. He says, Rabbi Shimon Oimer, afal pi shlo yochel lecha lo yitziyoy v'yitziyoy shnayim peturim. Oh, why? How could that possibly? Where does Rabbi Shimon have the ability to say that a malacha that's so difficult to do by yourself and you need two people to do it to yourself, Nimi Potter? Guess what? He has available a second drasha. He was mechadesh. He was able to explore the whole Torah and find and search another drasha. Lekach nema ba'asaysa is another drasha. This is a naya ba'asaysa. Look at the Rashi. Rashi says, Rashi, there is no Rashi. Where is the pasuk on the side? V'mnev shachas. This is a different. This is a achas techtad b'shkagim eretz. But it's the same pasuk. Okay. No. What is he saying? He's saying the same drasha. He's saying the same drasha. Okay. The gemara is not explained. I left out the gemara. Yachid shasa chayv shtaim shasu b'turin. B'may kamivugi. So what's the machlokes? The Gemara explains the machlokes now between machlokes. Here we go. What's the machlokes? You have three opinions. What's the machlokes? Bahai kra, in this pasuk, v'im nefesh achas, it says one neshama, techeta, commits a sin, b'shkaga, by accident, me'am oretz, from the population, ba'asoysa, by doing it. Rabbi Shimon saw that. Rabbi Shimon, he is the most extreme. Rabbi Shimon O, the yeshiva of Shimon O, he says you're always going to be potter. Why? Because he has three drashas, three situations. Savar, telasa miute ksive, it says in the pasuk three miutim. Ershta miute is nefesh, techeta, that's one neshama. Number two, achas techeta. It says in the same pasuk, the nefesh achas. Nefesh is one, then it says achas. Now we're going off on a tangent. We need that this drasha is not exclusive to the sugi of Shnayim Shasu. We have to be fair. We have to share drashas with an andra sugi, a different sugi. The sugi of you do a half of a malacha. The first staff in Masechta Shabbos, the Oni and the Osher, the Oiker v'ze Meniach. This one picks up, this one puts down, Yigmi Potter. What?
How do you see this?
Nefesh. One neshama must do the entire malacha. If one, two neshamas together do, they break the malacha into two parts. It depends on the malacha. The malacha of Eitzah is unique. The malacha of Eitzah is a very, you have to appreciate this. Most malachas do not have a two-step process. Most malachas are one-step process. We have boine. You take a nail, and you go and you give a bang, give a zetz, and one bang, you chayv the deraisa. There's no two steps. The malacha of Eitzah is a two-step process. There's an akira and the hanacha. If one neshama does the akira and the other does the hanacha, that's what the first drasha tells us. Nefesh is one neshama, not two neshamas. Vaita. Oh, now he says, what's the second drasha of achas? Mimayit zeyach. That's the classic case. Zeyach of a zeyach. If I have a loaf of bread, a kikar, or something that's very light, melechas machsheves. In my mind, the proper way is one person does it. If now it's in an abnormal way, where we take it out together, you're going to be potter. Now, what about the third drasha? The third drasha is off the charts. It's coming to be mechadesh, even a situation where the only way you can pass the loaf is together. Okay? Perfect. So Rabbi Shimon is murdered. Rabbi Shimon over here, he comes one day and he gets the gold medal. He right away has all three drashas. It makes a lot of sense. So far, it's so simple to score, even an adult can know it. Rabbi Yehuda. What does he say? He's the middle. Rabbi Yehuda is the middle guy. He is Shlomo Rabinowitz. That everyone loves that judge. That's classic. Oh, the second judge, like we said, here is where he diverges. It's like the case of of the Podim and the Seidim Machanes Srofim, one of the hardest Mesechtes in Shas. That's why this is my favorite daf in the whole Shas, because this daf in Shas, after the Gimel, reminds me of Mesechta Horyos, where we learn the Geshmakas Sugis of the Podim and the Seidim Machanes Srofim, of when Bezin makes a mistake. And here it's a reminder on the staff. Yachid Shastavras, Bezin tells you, they tell you that you're allowed to do it. Bezin issues a psak halacha that this item, this act of labor is permitted, and then you discover later on that it was not permitted. So when it says in the pasuk one neshama, you're not acting independently, you're acting as the shliach, you're acting based on the das of the Sanhedrin. So you're not called one. You're called multiple. You're considered to be a part of a group. And the Torah says you're only lichai when you're one person. You have to act independently. When you're acting as a based upon the das of the tzibur, then you're going to be part of it. So according to Yehuda, now we have over here a whole, what is everyone going to do with the other one's drasha? How is everyone going to know? That's going to get very confusing in a few moments. Keep cheshbon. But right now, at least Rabbi Shimon Yehu does not have available a pasuk to make the third miut, mimela, when it's going to be a case of ze'eino yachol. Rabbi Yehuda does not have a drasha available. That's why you're going to be chayef. Oh, now the question falls back on Rabbi Shimon. If he's going to use the pasuk to teach you ze'eino yachol, the ze'eino yachol, how then will he know that a yachid sha'asoha b'chayrohas bezin is going to be potter? Rabbi Shimon, yachid sha'asoha b'chayrohas bezin. You know what? Ein ochinami. This is the best answer. Yechayef. Yitakir b'chayef. He holds that if the bezin comes to you, if you go to Shaila, you go to the Rav, and the Rav tells you that they sit in Bezdin and they tell you that it's mutter, and then it's discovered that the Bezdin made a mistake, they made a toos in Halacha, you have to go bring a carbon chatas, a very big nafkamina, because in Echanami he does not have available the pasuk, because he used the pasuk instead for the Halacha of Ze'ena Yachal v'Ze'ena Yachal. Okay, so far so good?
All this time I have a problem because Zay Yachal, Zay Ena Yachal.
We didn't get that. We didn't get there. Oh, you're jumping way ahead. You're confusing me with the facts. We didn't get there yet. We didn't get to that study. Right now, we're only discussing Zay Yachal, the Zay Yachal, Zay Ena Yachal, the Zay Ena Yachal. And we've also brought in Zay Oiker, the Zay Meniach, and we presented three drashas. And so far, we've discussed the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda and the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is glat. Glat kosher. One drash the oigus of Meniach, two drash available, Zayachov, Zayachov, Yachit, Shasub, Haraz, Bezin, Enoch Nani, Gorbin, Karbon, Yachayev. Now, what about Rabbi Yehuda? Three drashes, Ze oigus of Meniach, Zayachov, Zayachov, and the other one is Patters, Yachit, Shasub, Haraz, Bezin. He does not have a drash available for Zayachov, Zayachov, Zayachov. You good, Shimon?
Yeah.
Klar? Shalimin, you with me? Vaita. Rabbi Meir, fact the Gemara. Now we come to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir, what did he say? He said, "All you have." Where is the Shalimin calling? Should I answer the phone?
Yes.
Yeah.
Get what?
The little wire.
I bought it.
Where?
Amazon.
I can't find it.
I bought an Amazon. Okay, I brought it side back. We're back in business now. Okay, we're back in business. Now we come to the sheet of Rabbi Meir, yeah? Rabbi Meir, what is it? Rabbi Meir, Mixiv Nefesh, Techeta, Achas. What do you mean, Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Meir. We're talking about Rabbi Meir. We holding of you.
We did Rabbi Shimon, and we did Rabbi Huda.
Oh, we did Rabbi Huda.
Now, a male is Yechayv in all case. The Kasha leaves. What do you mean? We have three drushes. He can't even use one of the drushes. So, in a Chanami, they're not available. Rabbi Meir, Miksev, Nefesh Techta, Achas Techta, Basis Techta. Trey Mutik Siv. It doesn't, you can't make three drushes. You only two drushes for a cinema moment. And why are there only two drushes, not three drushes? Rashi says, Trey Mutik Siv, look at the Rashi on the side, Nefesh Achas. He holds that the word Nefesh and the word Achas is only one drusha. You cannot count that as two drushes. It only has one drusha. Why? The Orchei Dekro Lishtri Hachi. Rabbi Meir says you have to look at the way the Pasuk normally talks. The normal way the Pasuk writes the Pasuk is to speak in this language. The Meila, when it says Nefesh and Achas, it's one drusha. So now we have only two drushes. Nefesh Achas, that's one drusha. Bas Soitza. One is coming to the Mayid Zoike Vezemeniach, and one is coming to the Mayid Yochit Shasua Behoiras Bezdin. We don't have a drosha available to be mayit even to be mayit ze yochol ze yochol. The male in every single case is going to be chayiv. Good?
Yes.
Right in the Gemara. Now we go to Nugum. So then we finished. All right? We finished the three. We chlorkite. We have over here three opinions, and we discussed the two cases. Zeyachol v'zeyachol, ze'eniyachol v'zeniyachol. Are you with me still?
Yes.
Okay, now we're coming to the third case. The third case, this is, I told you, this is where all the meat and potatoes are. This is dinner. Everything until now was the entree. It was just the ambiance. Now we're coming to the meat and potatoes. This is what you're paying for. This is what the shiur is all about. And this is the yisoid of this sugi, and this is the yisoid of the ganzen mesech, the whole mesech of Shabbos. And if you know Shabbos, Chazal say, if you first is a shomer Shabbos, then even if it's mechal, all the other averus, it doesn't matter. He's still ben elam haba. So since the ikur is Shabbos, and since this is the main sugi of Shabbos, this is the yisoid, so we're learning now over here is mamish, the shoyrish of what it means, the pintle yid. Omar, ze yachol, ze ein yachol. Divrei HaKol Chayif. Who's Chayif? Who's Chayif? You have two people. One guy is a strong guy. He's a muscle man. And one guy is a shvacha guy. So the guy that's a strong guy, he can carry the entire thing by himself. The other guy can only do it together.
Really
and
yachol,
they do it together.
Zeyachol,
v'zeein yachol. We learn Divrei HaKol Chayif. Who is Chayif? Both are Chayif. Hey, minam Chayif. Amar Rav Chista. So Rav Chista says, Zeh sheyachol. The one that is yachol is going to be chayiv. Why? The is zeh she... Exactly. The is zeh she eino yachol. If you're going to tell me that the one that's going to be chayiv is the one that's not yachol, Micah of it. Why is he chayiv?
The one
that cannot do it, Micah of it. Now, what do you mean Micah of it?
What do you do?
What do you mean? They carried
literally,
it together. The bottom line is they both carried 50% of the weight.
What
is it? What? That's the Metzius. The Metzius, you have over here an eyelet, very simple. You have an object that's 100 pounds.
Yeah.
You have one muscle bodybuilder, he can carry 500 pounds.
Right.
So he can take the whole thing by himself. And the other guy can only carry a max of 50 pounds. Max. And now they take it together. Each one only carries 50 pounds.
I don't believe that's true, but okay.
Okay, what do you mean? It's not true. It's
not
true.
True.
Why is it not true?
Because the Metzius.
You pick it up together. You have a table. And each one picks up the table because each one is carrying 50 pounds.
There's more.
No, it's not.
Being
go talk to a scientist. If you have a table like this, and the table is 100 pounds, and I pick it up at the same location and the same height, okay? I hold it exactly the way you hold it. We're the same height, and we lift it, and we lift it up at the same moment in time, and we lift it up exactly the same height from the same exact location, opposite and opposite ends. Each one is carrying 50 pounds. Now, theoretically speaking, could I carry the entire thing by myself?
Yes.
Yes. Could he carry the entire thing by himself? No. So now, so the question is, what's halacha? So it says over here, the one that's yachol is going to be chayiv. And the one that's not yachol is going to be potter. Why? Now, how do you know the one that's going to be yachol is going to be chayiv? Because the more now is the Pelda Gemara.
The Gemara does not tell you a good reason. The Gemara says, because by process of elimination, because it cannot possibly, we see, the Gemara here is going through a two-step process.
He was doing his load. He was doing his
It's a very typical Gemara. The Gemara is not yet giving a reason. The Gemara is not yet up to giving a reason. The Gemara over here is first coming to define just the simple translation of the words. After we have the translation, then we can delve into the reason. The Gemara says, we have a statement. Ze yachol, v'ze eina yachol. Chdiv yachol chayim. Who is... What?
Maybe both of them are chayim.
Oh, very good. Very good, very good. One thing at a time. One thing at a time. One thing at a time. Let's first go one line at a time. Ze yachol, v'ze yachol, dir yachol chayim. The Gemara, we do Gemara, one line at a time. Hey, nara chayim. Amen av chista. Ze she yachol. Period. Now, what's the lamis? Lamis, who's asking you for lamis? Let's first get definition, translation. Because it cannot possibly be the one that is Eino Yachal. Why? The Ezesha Eino Yachal, my covet. What do you mean? But according to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda and the Shita of Rabbi Meir, Ze Eino Yachal, Ze Eino Yachal, is Chayiv. What's the problem? The answer is because over here it's Divrei HaKol. You have to take into account Rabbi Shimon. Okay? This sugya, when it says here Divrei HaKol, we have to take into account all three opinions, which includes Rabbi Shimon. And since Rabbi Shimon said you're going to be potter, so how can you say about a guy that's an Eino Yachol that he's going to be Chayif? Rabbi Shimon holds an Eino Yachol is always going to be potter. Okay? So, because according to Rabbi Meir and according to Rabbi Yehuda, what kind of kash is this? What do you mean? It has to be the Yachol, because if it was the Eino Yachol, how could the Eino Yachol be Chayef? Why not? Why not? According to Rabbi Meir and according to Rabbi Yehuda, in the Hechatimsa of Ze Eino Yachol, the Ze Eino Yachol, the Shneim is Chayavim. So you see there's a Hechatimsa where a person who's an Eino Yachol is Chayef. So what's the Gemara's kasha? The answer is, since it says here, Divrei HaKol Chayiv, it has to include Rabbi Shimon in the equation, and Rabbi Shimon says there is no such thing in this world, especially on the other side of the south of the Mississippi, of being Chayiv for an Eino Yachol. It does not exist, the Hechatimsa of an Eino Yachol being Chayiv. So it has to be there when it says Ze Yachol, the Eino Yachol, the one that's going to be Chayiv is going to be the Yachol. Now, we still need a hezver of why he's going to be Chayiv the Yachol. We're not up to that yet, but we have to first define who it is. Okay, so at least we got that far. Hello, you still with me over here? You like it real? You like or you like virtual better?
I like real.
Like real better? Fine. So So he says, what do you mean? What's the problem? He did plenty. He was Messiah. Rashi, look at the Rashi. Rashi says, Ein Zesha Yachol, the of the Likuli, he did everything. He did something. He did. What did he do? There's an ice base on the side of the Gemara. What's the ice base referring to over here? The little, the clean ice base. Hakah Takasha. Hakah Mesai Bahadei. Amaleinu Mesayeya Ein by Mamish. A Mesayeya Rashi. And Rashi over here is going to go throw us off. Rashi over here says, Mi she'eino ela Mesayeya Bedavar Ve'imbo La'asoytze Levadei Eino Yachol. Ein by Mamish. Now the truth is, but I told you now. I really told you something that's not so posh. This gets over here. Is there Taisa over here on this? Rashi. Before we look in Taisa, the example that I gave you over here, see Taisa in one moment, is not correct. I told you the example of Shimon Omaisa over here is where two people carrying a table, correct? And both of us are picking up it from the different ends. One guy can carry 1,000 pounds, and the other guy can carry only 50 pounds. So we both pick up the table at opposite ends. Even though I can carry 1,000 pounds, but the way I'm carrying the table, I'm only carrying 50 pounds. That's not that case is wrong. That case is clearly wrong. You know why that case is clearly wrong? Because that is the case called Ze'ena Yochel v'Ze'ena Yochel. You see, Ze'ena Yochel v'Ze'ena Yochel does not mean how much strength I have. It means in the way that we are carrying the object, it is impossible for me to carry without him helping me. Even though I can carry 1,000,000 pounds, if I now am only holding up the table by one end, I'm holding up the table by this one end, I'm not going to be able to lift the table and take it outside of the house. The only way I will succeed is if a weakling on the other side of the table, he picks up the table. I could theoretically go pick up the whole table and take it outside, but I'm not doing that. The way I'm taking it out is from the end of the table. I picked up only one side of the table. So even though I can carry the table by myself, it doesn't matter. That's still a hechatims of ze eino yachol. Ze eino yachol. So what is the word? What is the case then? We have to revise the case. The case is we were both carrying the rock from below. We have a rock, and we're both picking it up from below. Okay? And I'm pushing all of my weight to pick up the rock. And my friend is also pushing all of his weight, all of his strength to pick up the rock. So if my friend were to disappear, I would be carrying the rock by myself. I wouldn't need him. I could do the entire thing myself. That's the case of Zeyochel and Zeyochel. The example that I started out with was incorrect. The example I started out with is another example of the case of the table. That's Ze'eino Yochel, the Ze'eino Yochel.
You're really splitting up the words Yochel because the fact that he was at that present time picking up the table at one half.
That's in Yochel.
That's in Yochel, but he could have picked it up. He was Yochel.
No, it doesn't matter. That's not a Malacha Deraisa. That's not a Malacha. That cannot be the case. If I am only picking up the table from one end, even though I can theoretically pick up the whole house, it doesn't matter. Right now, what I'm picking up, I cannot do the malach. I need someone to help me. Ze'ena yachol v'ze'en yachol. But let's say I go underneath the table, and I pick up the whole table with one hand. I pick up the whole table, and then someone else comes looking. He pushes up the table with his hand. If that guy goes out the window, nothing's going to happen. I can still do it. That's the case of ze'yachol v'ze'en yachol. So the other guy is a nothing. He's doing nothing. Why is he nothing? He's the Messiah. What?
Both of them can do it.
Well, that's not the case here. This is the case. Zeyachov, Zeyachov. What are you talking about?
The cases where you're holding a rock. Two people are holding a rock.
Yeah.
Each one separately could have done it himself.
That's the case of Zeyachov, Zeyachov.
So what's this case?
This case is we have two people. One person goes under
it's
the rock
a physics issue.
And pushes it up. He can do it all by himself.
Right.
The other guy, he can push and it ain't going nowhere. It's not going to budge. You're not going to budge. He needs someone to help him. He needs someone to help him. So now, the one guy, they both pull it up. One person is doing all the heavy lifting, and the other guy, he's pushing. He's pushing with all of his might. He's pushing. But if the other fellow would go away, he would be crushed by the rock. So this is called the Zeyochol. I don't need you, and you need me. So what is Allah the Gemara saying, even though the Gemara is making a suggestion, even though Taka may be true, that he's Taka doing nothing, that he can't do the whole Malacha, but he's Misayeya, he's helping out. What's the Gemara's Kasha? What is the Gemara's Kasha? So he's a Misayeya. You have to appreciate the Gemara's Kasha. The Kasha is, you want to be Mechayev him? Rabbi Shimon, what did Rabbi Shimon say? An Eino Yochel is always Potter. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? The Gemara's Kash is, since you are adding a little bit of support to the carrying of this rock, that should exempt the Yochel. It should make the Yochel into an Eino Yochel. The Lomish Gemara. The Gemara is not asking what's the Kasha. Nochmo. Two people are applying pressure to carry something. One can do the whole thing himself. The other person is pushing. But if the other one would go away, he would be crushed. So he's doing nothing. So the Gemara is so posh. That's why he's potter. Because he is an Einoi Yochel. And according to Rabbi Shimon, an Einoi Yochel is always going to be potter. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? Avoka Misayele. So what? We just said you're an Einoi Yochel. The Kasha, since you're Misayeya, you're taking some of the weight away from the Yochel. So now the Yochel is no longer a Yochel. The Yochel is also an Eino Yochel. He's taking away some of the weight. He's not doing the entire thing by himself. He's not doing the whole Melacha. So the Yochel should also be Potter. That's the Gemara's Kasha. When the Eino Yochel lends support to carry the weight of this object, that takes off some of the weight from the Yochel. So the Yochel is not doing the entire Melacha. And according to Rabbi Shimon, if the Yochel is Ze'eino Yochel, Ze'eino Yochel, Yipater. So the Yochel should also. How can you say Ze'yochel, Ze'eino Yochel, Divriakol Chayiv? Who's Chayiv after we go to the Shakvatai? Who's Chayiv? The Yochel is Chayiv. Why is the Yochel Chayiv? In order to be Chayiv, according to Rabbi Shimon, you have to do the Melacha entirely by yourself. And you're not doing it entirely by yourself because there's another person here that is pushing. He's pushing the car. He's pushing. He's helping you. He's taking off some of the weight. The male of the Yochel is not doing the entire thing by himself. He's getting some assistance. It should be no different than the Hechatims of Ze'eino Yochel v'Ze'eino Yochel. The Lomis of Ze'eino Yochel is not the law. What's the Lomis of Ze'eino Yochel? Is the Lomis that you didn't do the whole Melacha? Or is the Lomis that you can't do the Melacha? You can't. The lamnus l'chayr, the Gemara is saying, it's not that you can't do the malacha. The lamnus is that you didn't do the malacha. Why? This goes to the core. I told you in the beginning of the sugya. This case defines the other two cases. The other of a chakira. Go back to the beginning of the sugya. Ze eino yachal, the ze eino yachal. Chakira. What's the lamnus of why each of the eino yachal is potter? Is it because they did not do the malacha? Is that the lamnus? Or is it because they can't do the malacha? What's the law? There's no nafkamina, right? No nafkamina, because however you look at it, they didn't do the malacha. Is it because they can't? They physically can't. That's why the potter. Or is it because they didn't? Who cares what they're physically capable of doing or not capable of doing? The bottom line is they didn't. So there's no nafkamina, right? Yeah, there's no nafkamina in this case. But there's a nafkamina in the case where ze yochel v'ze eino yochel. Because now ze yochel, he can do the malacha. But he's not doing the full malacha. Why is he not doing the full malacha? Someone is pushing. Someone's helping. Someone is taking away some of the weight. So now he can do the malacha. But he's not doing the full malacha. And what is the halacha? Chayif. Why are you chayif? But the bottom line is I didn't do the malacha, even though I can. The Gemara says, Misayeya ein boi mamish. Now, what does that mean? How do you learn the Gemara's answer? When the Gemara says, Misayeya ein boi mamish, does this mean that you did the whole malacha? You did the malacha. You mamish the whole malacha. Or is the pshat, Misayeya ein boi mamish, mean this exact nekuda? The issue is not like you thought in the Hava Mina, did you do it or did you not do it? The issue is, could you have done it? You hear the Chakira and the Gemara's Maskana? How do you learn?
What's
the Nafkamina? So what would be a Nafkamina Lahalacha? Well, a Nafkamina Lahalacha would be when there's a machine. The Nafkamina Lahalacha would be. Well, let's say you have a machine over here, you did the Malacha. Right, over here, did you do the malacha? Did you not do it, or is he not capable of doing it? The Gemara is the Malchur is saying that the bottom line is that is it the pshat that you're capable of doing it, or is it that you actually did it? So let's say you have a hechatimsa, the nafkamina will be very simple. Well, you have a hechatimsa where you can actually show. You can actually scientifically construct a case where Yitaka did not do it. You did not do the object that helped you took away part of your strength. Okay, you have to construct the case. You have to go. Yeah, there must be an afkamina. You have to construct the case with an afkamina. But this is the lumdis. The lumdis is the pshat of ze eino yochel. You walk away with this chakir at the end of the daf today. We start the Gemara. Ze eino yochel. Ze eino yochel. Lefi Rabbi Shimon is potter. Why are you potter? Is it because you can't? Or is it because
you didn't?
You didn't. The Gemara is, I have a nafka mina. What's a nafka mina? Where you're zayachol, you can do the whole thing. You're pushing with all of your weight, and another guy is also pushing with all of his koyach. So the Gemara in the Havamina wants to say, oh, you didn't. You didn't. Why didn't you? Because Messiah. He's Messiah. The Messiah is making it into a Hechatim, so where you didn't. You could, yeah, in a Hanami, if the guy would go away, you would carry the rack, nothing would change. But the bottom line is, you didn't. And then the Gemara gives a very bizarre answer. Messiah ain boy mamish. What is the Gemara's answer? What does that mean? When it says, does it mean Messiah ain boy mamish means, no, you did it. Not only could you do it, you actually did it. Because what the Messiah adds is garnished. Is that the lumbus? Or is the lumbus when the Gemara says, Messiah ain boy mamish means ain achinani? You didn't, but you could have done it. Yeah, so that's all. We all come back. We're going in a circle. We're mamish going because the Gemara is not clearly defining the answer in the lamas. The Gemara just says the words Messiah ein by mamish. Okay, and if you want to know the depth of this sugya, Rabbi Shaul Lehman on Shabbos Kodesh at 8 o'clock. And Rabbi Khan Shul will be giving a shir to fataych the depth of this chakira. This chakira. You have to stay tuned.
I'll need you to be at my side helping me.
We need you. The mayor ain't a Yisrael. Vayit in the Gemara. This is the Messiah ein b'mamish. Vayit in the Gemara. Next sugi. Okay, now Amar Azid. Mishmei d'Rava. Look at Rashi's words. Rashi any hint of this maskana? What does Rashi say? Rashi over here says what? What is Rashi? What is Rashi? Mesim b'mamish. Look at Rashi for types of these words. Rashi says ein b'mamish mi she'ena ela mitzayeh b'davar v'imbol. Look what he writes over here. V'imbol la'asayse levadoi ein o yochol ein b'mamish v'loy chashiv midi. Zero, which means he did it. Rashi seems to imply the Gemara's maskana is that the Messiah did not add any weight. Did not add. V'loi, he has these words. V'loi chashiv midi. Memele v'loi miftar idach. Rashi also those key words in the Gemara's holkasha. Rashi seems to explain the lumness of the Gemara is that the Messiah is a zero. So the one that did it, it's not the pshat that he could have, that he could have done it. He did it. So the mafkamina will be, if you construct a case in the laws of physics, okay, if you can go get the laws of physics and show me according to the laws of science, and you can prove in the laws of science that the Messiah is yesh by mamish, let's say that's a mafkamina, where you will construct the hechatims of a Messiah sheyesh by mamish. What now will the halacha be for the yochel? So if the lambda says that you have to have done it, so now you didn't do it, you potter. But if the lomdus is, could you have done it? Yeah, I could still do it. I am doing it. I'm doing everything I'm supposed to be doing. So then it doesn't make a difference if someone took off some of the weight. I could have done it. Then you would be chayef. Rashi seems very clearly to say, he adds these three words, v'loy chashiv midi. The Messiah is a zero. A total nothing. It's a total nothing. The male of the Yochol, he did it. It's not just the lomdus that he could have done it. He mamish did it. All right? We're now going down the mile. We're now down the mile over here. Thank you very much for coming, Lord. If not for you, I don't know what I was done today. I've got it on my mind.
Brian, what is this for?
I have mamish no idea. No idea.
This is a very cool idea.
Magnetic. Leave it to Apple.
Leave it
to Apple. They know what they're doing, these guys. These guys, they know what they're doing.
I hate them. Sorry.
These guys,
I hate
Apple.
Them.
They know, look at this. The whole thing is 10 years old. This is 10 years ago. You can actually have today. This is from 10 years ago.
10
years ago. Could you imagine what they have today? Look at this. Look how slick this is. leaves with these guys. Look at that thing, slick, goes in over there. And they have the Thunderbolt. You know what the Thunderbolt is?
Mm-hmm.
Way ahead of the Cat 5 cable. Cat 5 cable is a piece of garment. The way that you connect data, this was 10 years ago, it's called the Thunderbolt. You can transfer the sugar compared to a fat Cat 5 cable.
Really?
USB is a joke to make a Cat 5 cable, a Thunderbolt. Look, this is called the Thunderbolt. You see this thing over here? It costs a fortune of money to get one of those things. It's called a Thunderbolt.
Oh, see, this one is adaptable for
Thunderbolt. $25 for a Thunderbolt to go buy right now, to go buy
and
a Thunderbolt
that will,
adapter.
And that will charge as fast also?
No, that will, like,
just
if you
data,
want to transfer. Data transfer. Like you
upload
can
a movie, it'll take you
a second. A second. This is from 10 years ago already. A USB is garnished. The response to the Thunderbolt was USB 3. That was the response to the Thunderbolt, which is pretty good. USB 3 is
not. Have
a regular USB? No, you have USB 3. You have USB 3. This is 3. C-type.
Is it 3?
Yeah. No, it is. Yeah, this is 3. It's not as good as this, but it's better.
I thought the USB is this part. That's the USB part.
No, I'm confused.
Yeah.
This B they tried, there's a 2 and a 3 for this. I'll be very careful, there's a 2 and a 3. Looks the same, exactly the same. It's a different technology inside.
Really?
And a different cord also.